Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 24th, and I am reading from the New International Version and the New Living Translation when we get to the book of Ezekiel. Today, and only today, we will be in the book of Philemon. Remember yesterday I mentioned Onesimus. Onesimus was the slave to Philemon, who had run away and perhaps had stolen from Philemon. Onesimus ends up in Rome, where Paul is imprisoned, and either Paul shares the gospel with him there, or something happens to deepen Onesimus's faith there, and he becomes a helper to Paul. Eventually, Onesimus is going to return to Colossae, and he returns there with this letter to Philemon, who would have been his master. And in the letter, Paul asks Philemon to welcome Onesimus back, not as a slave, but as a brother. And there are huge implications for the gospel in this letter. Paul is saying, if Onesimus owes you something, Philemon, then I will pay it for him. Sounds like what Jesus did for us, doesn't it? We owe a debt that we cannot repay, but Jesus paid the debt on our behalf. Listen with me as we read the entire book of Philemon, or you could say Philemon chapter 1. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, also to Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your love for all his holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus. I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the Lord's people. Therefore, although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do, yet I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love. It is as none other than Paul, an old man and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus, that I appeal to you for my son, Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly, he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains, but I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do would not seem forced, but would be voluntary. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a fellow man and as a brother in the Lord. So if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back, not to mention that you owe me your very self. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I ask. And one thing more, prepare a guest room for me because I hope to be restored to you in answer to your prayers. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends you greetings. And so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. In this book, Paul is pointing out the theology that we have as believers. There's no longer slave or free, Greek or Jew, male or female, but we are this new humanity in Christ Jesus. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, and we are to live in light of the gospel message. What Jesus has done for us, he has paid a debt for us that we cannot pay for ourselves. We must pay it forward to our brothers and sisters by living with grace, by being forgiving of them, and also not by having some kind of hierarchy in our standings, but rather treating one another as equal partners in this gospel mission that we have to see the name of Jesus go forward. Now let's move over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if only you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massa in the wilderness. Where your ancestors tested me, they tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And now let's move over to the book of Ezekiel. Today we are in Ezekiel chapter 27, picking up in verse 10 and then reading through the end of the chapter. Men from distant Persia, Lydia, and Libya served in your great army. They hung their shields and helmets on your walls, giving you great honor. Men from Arvad and from Helek stood on your walls as sentinels. Your towers were manned by men from Gamad. Their shields hung on your walls, perfecting your splendor. Tarshish was your agent, trading your wares in exchange for silver, iron, tin, and lead. Merchants from Greece, Tubal, and Meshech brought slaves and bronze dishes. From Tagarma came riding horses, chariot horses, and mules. All these things were exchanged for your manufactured goods. Merchants came to you from Dedan. Numerous coastlands were your captive markets. They brought payment in ivory tusk and ebony wood. Aram sent merchants to buy your wares. They traded turquoise, purple dyes, embroidery, fine linen, and jewelry of coral and rubies. Judah and Israel traded for your wares, offering wheat from Minnith, early figs, honey, oil, and balm. Damascus traded for your rich variety of goods, bringing wine from Helbon and white wool from Zahar. Greeks from Uzal came to trade for your merchandise. Wrought iron, cassia, and calamus were bartered for your wares. Dedan traded their expensive saddle blankets with you. The Arabians and the princes of Kedar brought lambs and rams and goats in trade for your goods. The merchants of Sheba and Ramah came with all kinds of spices, jewels, and gold in exchange for your wares. Haran, Keneh, Eden, Sheba, Asher, and Kilmod came with their merchandise too. They brought choice fabrics to trade, blue cloth, embroidery, and many colored carpets bound with cords and made secure. The ships of Tarshish were your ocean caravans. Your island warehouse was filled to the brim. But look, your oarsmen are rowing your ship of state into a hurricane. Your mighty vessel flounders in the heavy eastern gale. You are shipwrecked in the heart of the sea. Everything is lost. Your riches and wares, your sailors and helmsmen, your shipbuilders, merchants and warriors. On that day of vast ruin, everyone on board sinks into the depths of the sea. Your cities by the sea tremble as your helmsmen cry out in terror. All the oarsmen abandon their ships. The sailors and helmsmen come to stand on the shore. They weep bitterly as they throw dust on their heads and roll in ashes. They shave their heads in grief because of you and dress themselves in sackcloth. They weep for you with bitter anguish and deep mourning. As they wail and mourn, they sing this sad funeral song. Was there ever such a city as Tyre, now silent at the bottom of the sea? The merchandise you traded satisfied the needs of many nations. Kings at the ends of the earth were enriched by your trade. Now you are a wrecked ship, broken at the bottom of the sea. All your merchandise and your crew have passed away with you. All who live along the coastlands are appalled at your terrible fate. Their kings are filled with horror and look on with twisted faces. The merchants of the nation shake their heads at the sight of you, for you have come to a horrible end and will be no more. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to come around your word. Bless my brothers and sisters, whatever they do today. Lord, would you bless their families? Help us to be people who are partners in the gospel. Help us to live out the message of the cross, that you have done for us what we could not do for ourselves. You have forgiven us, and help us to be agents of forgiveness and grace in the lives of others. We pray this in the strong and mighty name of Jesus Christ, our King. Amen.